Good afternoon and welcome to Eagle FM this wonderful afternoon. And just a short reminder, in case you missed it, there is a reason why I did not throw a home run in there, because we have a new program that is starting today, and it will be running for a while now, and that is Witani Childline program. In collaboration with Lifeline Childline. And joining me this afternoon is Kachana Siseho and Phoenix Faith. And they have something, they have two interesting topics to basically share with you this wonderful afternoon. And the first one is a digital footprint and privacy. And the second is who to talk to when you feel unsafe. But let's start by introducing the two, smart ladies that will be walking you through these two topics that I just pointed out to you. So, Kachana, Faith, welcome to Eagle FM.
Thank you. So happy to be here. I'm Faith.
And I'm Kachana.
Kachana?
Yes.
Please say that again.
And I'm Kachana.
All right. Thank you very much. So, ladies, how is the afternoon?
It's going very calm.
It's going very calm.
That's a lie. None of us are calm. We're all on our nerves, but it's going good.
Yeah, it is actually. Well, it's it happens for the first time. Yeah. Believe me, we well been there, done that. Yeah, you know, just breathe. You'll do just fine. Actually, you're doing just fine by, you know, the tone of voice, the tone of your voice and composure. Now, I'm not going to take much of your time. I'll just shift all the, you know, I'll just give you guys the floor to give us, to share with us the information that you brought to us this wonderful afternoon. That's on the two topics, that's digital footprint and privacy, and who to talk to when you feel unsafe online. And if you just tuned in, this is, you're listening to Witani Childline radio program in collaboration with Lifeline Childline. And the two ladies that will be addressing you on this topic, on these two topics, are Kachana Siseho and Phoenix Faith. Ladies, take it away.
So, what would you do if your old TikToks from 2020 suddenly appeared on everyone's phone after you swore you deleted them? Exactly. You're locked on to Eagle FM in partnership with Witani Childline Radio, where we talk about what y'all are talking about. I'm Faith, and today we are diving into something you've always left behind without even realizing it.
And I'm Kachana. Wait, when you say something we always leave behind without realizing, do you mean the crumbs from the cookies you ate in the studio earlier? Because I definitely noticed that.
No, I am not talking about those crumbs. I'm talking about digital crumbs, your digital footprint. Every time you like a post, search for a pair of sneaks on Google, or even check into your favorite spot in Windhoek, you leave a permanent trail online.
Oh, the digital trail. You know, a lot of people think, I have nothing to hide, so why should I care? But your digital footprint isn't just about secrets. It's about your future.
Exactly. Think about it this way. Companies use your footprint to track your habits and target you with ads, yeah? But even more importantly, employers and universities in Namibia are actively checking social media footprints before they hire or admit anyone. What you post today can affect your paycheck tomorrow.
So true. What is on the internet, it's basically written in stone. Even if you hit delete, someone could have screenshotted it. So, how do we actually manage this footprint? Give us the quick guide.
All right, let's do a quick privacy audit. For everybody listening in their cars right now, or even at home, let me tell you the steps. So step one is Google yourself. Yes, you heard it right. Look yourself up. I know it sounds crazy, but type your name into Google and see what images or links pop up. If you don't like what you see, it's time to clean up.
Step two is a big one for social media. Check your privacy settings. If your Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook accounts are set to public, anyone in the world can see your business. Switch those settings to private or friends only. You don't need random strangers knowing your daily routine.
And step three, watch your location tags. I cannot drag this more. Sharing that you're at a specific place while you're still there, you shouldn't let everyone know your exact location. Guys, I told you I lied when I said I was calm. I am not, so forgive me. But like I was saying, posting your real-time pictures, no, it's a no. Post that selfie after you've left.
That is a solid safety tip. Basically, be mindful of what you share. Your data is valuable. Don't just give it away for free.
For reals. Treat your personal data like your wallet. Keep it secure and don't leave it lying around.
While you let that sink in, let's go for a little ad break.
All right, we are going to go on a break and we'll be back and continue that wonderful conversation about digital privacy in just one or two ad breaks. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamu ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, wherever you tuned in from. We continue where we left off that discussion, or more like the ladies, the tech experts, safety, online safety experts I have here in the studio with me. The online experts I have in here in the studio with me will continue where they left off, not where I left off. I didn't contribute anything. So, ladies, the floor is yours.
If you're just joining us, you are locked into Eagle FM in partnership with Uitani Childline Radio, where we talk about what you talk about. Let's step back in. In case you missed the first half of the show, I'm Kachana.
And I'm Faith. We're hanging out with you today, talking about all things digital safety. In our last session, we broke down why you need to treat your personal data like your actual wallet. Keep it safe, locked up, and secure.
Exactly. Your digital footprint is permanent. But now we're stepping into session two, and we got to talk about the heavier side of the internet. Because what happens when things actually get sketchy? Who do you even turn to when you start feeling unsafe online?
Right? Because let's be honest, you need real support when the internet gets weird.
For real, like cyberbullying, random creeps in the DMs, or people threatening to post stuff about you. And the worst part is that feeling of being completely alone in it. Like you can't just tell anyone because you're afraid you get your devices confiscated.
Exactly. But we got you. No need to worry. First line of defense, those block and report buttons are your besties. Don't argue. Don't fall for the rage bait. Just block.
And yes, we know the first instinct is always to tell your best friend, which is great, by the way. A true friend would help you report and block the creep.
Okay, let's keep it 100. If someone is actually threatening you or is getting dangerous, let me hold your hands when I say this. Your friends can't always fix it. You need an adult, kids.
Exactly. But what if you're worried about your parents might panic or overreact?
Low-key, the classic African parent reaction.
Right. If that's what's holding you back, start with a cool family member. Think of an older sibling or an older cousin or an aunt.
Telling an older cousin, sibling, or any trusted adult, really, they can help you and clean up the digital mess and figure out the best way to explain it to your parents.
Now, what happens if the situation is way more serious? Like, say you've been talking to someone online who thought was a friend, but then they tricked you into sending a private photo, and now they're threatening to shade if you don't do what they say.
And that is exactly when you call 116 to speak to a professional counselor at Childline.
Exactly. They don't know who you are, they will never judge you, and trust me, you're not alone. They can guide you through the legal steps to protect yourself and get the content taken down.
And finally, don't forget, you can talk to the platforms themselves. If somebody is spamming your comment section with hateful messages, do not engage. Use the built-in report and block tools on TikTok, Instagram, or whatever app you're on, because trust me, all these apps have that function. Let the app safety team do the heavy lifting for you.
And that is a wrap on today's digital safety breakdown. Remember, guys, the internet is a massive sandbox, but you gotta watch out for the quicksand. If anything online ever feels sketchy, malicious, or just makes your stomach drop, speak up.
Exactly. Don't sit in silence. Reach out to a trusted adult, call the experts at Childline Lifeline on 116, or, this is my favorite part, hit the report and block button.
Massive shout out to everyone locking in with us today. We also want to extend a huge thank you to Lifeline, Childline, and all our incredible sponsoring partners for making this program possible. Keep your profile secure and protect your private information. We've been your hosts, Kachana
and Faith. You are locked into Eagle Radio, Eagle FM, in partnership with Uitani, Childline, Lifeline Radio, where we talk about what you're talking about. We will catch you right here on the next spin. Bye.
And there you have it, dear listeners. That was very informative. Thank you very much. And if you just tuned in, you may have missed the program. The program is Uitani Childline Radio program in collaboration with Lifeline Childline, which was basically given to us this wonderful afternoon by Kachana Siseho and Phoenix Faith. And the two topics that were discussed were digital footprint and privacy, and who to talk to when you feel unsafe, and the information is provided. And don't worry, if you missed it, you can still find it on the Eagle FM app. And ladies, till next time, keep bringing the topics.
Sure.
Bye.